This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are escalating their onslaught against Ukrainian positions around the devastated eastern city of Bakhmut. The officials say the intense attack is bringing new levels of death and devastation in the grinding, months-long battle for control of eastern Ukraine that is part of Moscow's wider war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there is almost no life left around Bakhmut and the nearby Donetsk province city of Soledar. He added that this is what madness looks like. A deputy Ukrainian defense minister says Russian forces are advancing literally on the bodies of their own soldiers. European Union officials met with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg in Brussels Tuesday to discuss continued aid for Ukraine and its war with Russia. Speaking to reporters following the meeting, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the EU's commitment to Ukraine has not wavered.
The European Union will keep doing everything in its power to support the brave people of Ukraine. We will keep the pressure on the Kremlin for as long as it takes with a biting sanctions regime. We will extend these sanctions to those who militarily support Russia's war, such as Belarus or Iran. And we will be coming forward with new sanctions on Belarus, answering their Belarus' role in this Russian war in Ukraine.
Meanwhile, Stoltenberg praised Ukraine and its troops for their professionalism and dedication delivering defeats to Russian forces, but cautioned that Russia must not be underestimated. He said they're mobilizing more troops, working to acquire more equipment, and show a willingness to suffer losses but continue in the war. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's European Regional Office said Tuesday countries should consider recommending passengers wear masks on long-haul flights to counter the latest Omicron subvariant of COVID-19, given its rapid spread in the United States. WHO Europe Emergency Officer Catherine Smallwood spoke with reporters at a briefing from regional headquarters in Copenhagen.
WHO's recommendation is that passengers should opt to wear a mask in high-risk settings, such as long-haul flights, and this should be a recommendation issued to passengers arriving from anywhere where there's widespread COVID-19 transmission. And pretty much that's across the European region, that's across the Americas, and more or less across the world.
At the same briefing, WHO Europe Regional Director Hans Kluge said that while he's warned against complacency, based on the available information, the ongoing COVID surge in China is not anticipated to significantly impact the epidemiological situation in the Europe region. China's ambassador to Australia Tuesday said the response of many nations to China's growing COVID-19 outbreak were not proportionate or constructive. Ambassador Xiao Chen told reporters in Canberra, many of the responses by nations around the world have not been, in his words, science-based.
China always believed that for all countries, response measures is understandable, is legitimate. It's the right of each and every country to make their own responses to COVID-19. But these measures should be science-based and should be proportionate and treat restrictions. If they are targeting China, they're unnecessary.
The remarks came as China suspended visas for South Koreans coming to the country for tourism or business in an apparent retaliation for virus testing requirements on Chinese travelers. UN human rights officials said Tuesday Iran's government has weaponized the death penalty to strike fear into the population and stamp out dissent, saying the executions mounted to state-sanctioned killing. At a news conference in Geneva, UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani quoted UN High Commissioner Volker Turk, who said use of the death penalty against protesters and organizers in the ongoing anti-government demonstrations across the country violates international human rights law. Iran hanged two men Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces during nationwide protests, and more have since been sentenced to death. The Human Rights Office, in a statement, said it received information two further executions are imminent. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.